Coast Guard spokesman Petty Officer Nathan Bradshaw says investigators arrived in the Seattle area last night and that salvage efforts are in progress.
They were unable to do any salvaging yesterday because of the fog. They started this morning sometime between 7:30 and 8 a.m. And so far, as of 11:18 this morning, they've recovered two of the four pieces of the MH Jayhawk helicopter.
The helicopter crash on Wednesday killed Lieutenant Sean Kruger, Petty Officer First Class Adam Hoke, and Petty Officer Second Class Brett Banks. The crew was from Air Station Sitka. The survivor, Lieutenant Lance Leone, is in a Seattle hospital recovering from a broken arm and leg. Leone is scheduled to be released from the hospital on Monday, according to Bradshaw, at which point he'll meet with crash investigators. Bradshaw says there's no timeline for the investigation to be complete.
I don't think that they estimate the time of investigation initially. These types of investigations, it can last as long as 6 months or more.
In Sitka, preparations are underway for a memorial service that will be held at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at the Coast Guard hangar. The Coast Guard's highest-ranking officer, Admiral Bob Papp, is scheduled to attend. Other officials from within Alaska have been invited as well, but have yet to confirm. Additionally, St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral in downtown Sitka will offer up its Sunday Mass at 9:30 for the crew and have an 11 a.m. memorial service followed by a brunch. Several tributes to the crew of the helicopter have also popped up online, including on the social networking site Facebook. A tribute page started Wednesday had nearly 6,300 members as of this afternoon, with thousands of expressions of grief and support, prayer, and comfort posted over the last 3 days. The page was started by Ken White, a search and rescue volunteer from Powell River, British Columbia.
My purpose was to tell everyone at Coast Guard Air Station Sitka there that the international search and rescue community is feeling your loss.
White says he doesn't know any of the crew members or even anyone who works at Air Station Sitka.
But because they're part of the international search and rescue community, the people from Coast Guard Air Station Sitka, we are feeling the Coast Guard's, the U.S. Coast Guard lost to here in Canada.
White says the search and rescue community is close-knit, but that even he has been surprised by the response to the Facebook page. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.